You're listening to a 3CR podcast recorded in the 3CR Community Radio Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you like what you hear, please consider donating or subscribing so we can keep bringing you more independent community content. For more information, go to 3cr.org.au.
Panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Verily, I know myself to be one of the luckiest people ever born. I step out every day into the fog and rain, into the sparkling calm, into the storm. I hear the birds, I smell the wind, I touch the soil, I feel the sun, I kiss the ground, I sense the seasons turn. And deep in my heart I know. Deep in my heart I know. And our legal system tells me this is mine, all unencumbered. No one can take it from me. The title's office tells me this is freehold. No bank, no government, no mortgagee. That my good fortune springs from someone else's suffering. My franchise from their dispossession. Deep in my heart I know.
Deep in my heart I know.
Deep in my heart that this always was and it always will be. It always, always was. Yes, it always was and it always will be. It always.
Who's gonna listen? Who's gonna listen now?
I'm aware not 30 k's from here. This land's people live in hardship and despair. And I know they struggle and I know they fight. And now they know 60% of us don't care. Well, perhaps some harbored hatred or simply couldn't see the need. I've never seen firsthand the inequality. Or perhaps let the ideal get in the way of the achievable. Or embrace some sinister conspiracy. The deep in their hearts they know.
Deep in their hearts they know.
Deep in their hearts they know
in their heart,
that this always was and it always will be. It always, always was. Yes, this always was and it always will be. It always, always was.
And who's gonna listen? Who's gonna listen now?
Who's gonna listen?
Who's gonna listen now?
Who's gonna listen?
Who's gonna listen now?
Who's gonna listen now?
And in the end, perhaps it's not what you believe, but why you choose to believe it, that the lies. There's those out there who know the formula, know your weaknesses, whisper your face.
favorite lies. Whether it's guilt or fear or outrage, mistrust, ignorance or ego, they know how to work your biases. Until your vote is harvested, here just like your daughter is, while you're turning in your echo chamber sleep. What so many Jews? Now we are stuck in this discomfort till we find a way to move. Cause deep in our hearts we know.
Deep in our hearts we know.
Deep in your heart you know.
Deep in your heart
that this always was. Aboriginal land.
3CR 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand, out of the pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, Australian Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for your company. 3CR very, very proudly broadcasts from Aboriginal lands, in our case, the lands of the Kulin Nations, at the overlap of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we very much pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hugely welcome any Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander First Nations people tuning in today from whichever lands you are listening on, and acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her. And on the show today, it is Lesbian Visibility Day, or International Lesbian Day, sort of a bit interchangeable in terms of the particular name. But the issue is it's all about lesbian visibility, so I'll have a chat about that. Also found an article about sex workers in Papua New Guinea that I want to have a talk about, and plenty of other things. But there's also, as I say, there is plenty to talk about, and you can get in touch with this show by all the various social media and other technological means. You can email outofthepan855@gmail.com, SMS 61456751215, Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and that's the bottom line. And posts on Facebook, my page Sally Goldner and Out of the Pan, 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Any opinions I express on this show are strictly my own, not those of any organisation with which I may have been or am currently associated. Content notes in case they come up today, just a general one. Not expecting anything too specific. 1800 184 527 is the number for QLife, which includes Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania. Rainbow Door, 1800 729 367. And it is very awesome to be with you. And opened up today, well, I finally got my hands on a physical copy, being an oldie. I like having the physical copy as much as the digital is there on Bandcamp, of a new track from Penelope Swales and the Stranded Assets. Now, Penelope, of course, has been in many great bands and musicians and done her own solo work over time. This is a new one, an album, Captains of Industry, and this is one of the lyrically one of the hardest hitting ones I've heard for in a while. I mean, she's not one to hold back either, but she certainly has sort of come in with, well, let's get it out of the way if we can put some flippancy in early. At around 13 minutes past 10, the wrestling, 12, the 13 minutes, and she's come in with swinging the chairs and the kendo sticks with her views on this one. And it just, well, couldn't have been better timed that I received this week, this one this week. Always Was, Always Will Be is the second track off this album, called Captains of Industry. Penelope Swales on lead vocals and guitar on that track. Mal Webb on backing vox, bass, beatbox on other things, and Kylie Morrigan on backing vocals and violin, and the Always Will Be choir, including Chris Jobe, Cole Richards, Catherine Thompson, Gabby Krutoff, and other people in chipping in there. We'll mention backing vocals on the Ides of March in Christchurch, Matui Tuhiki, and that was just totally appropriate because I want to send my total solidarity to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people after, well, I'm trying to find a polite word here, on the appalling events of yesterday where Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander speakers were booed at Anzac Dawn services. And thankfully, though, there was a response that sort of overrode that, where people gave Aboriginal speakers a huge sort of round of applause after that. Consolidated that. So combining today's theme of International Lesbian Day and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, have a few lesbian-oriented tracks, and I'll have one that combines both in around the middle of the program, a Sally special. You will only hear it here. So look forward to that. So, yeah, there's not just really no words to describe, just the absolute selfishness and improper behaviour by those people who wanted to, first of all, boo a speaker at a dawn service, which is a solemn event. And some people will say, oh, does it glorify war? That can be a perspective. I'm not saying it isn't. But I'd also say we need to acknowledge those we lost, who fought, often for, generals and politicians and things, high-ranking brass who didn't care about loss of life. We certainly need to acknowledge them, and that needs to be done with respect for all who fought. It was great to see, and unfortunately, possibly the events of yesterday have overshadowed the fact that there was acknowledgement of LGBTIQA plus service people, thanks to the hard work of many involved. And if you're out there, hello to the people from the organisation DEFGLIS, to summarise the acronym. Lots of people did work in there to get that acknowledged as it needs to be, and before time. As I say, let's acknowledge the people who, sort of really deserve to be acknowledged. And really, of course, regardless of your background, if someone was lost fighting in a war, and really doesn't matter which side either. I don't even like the word side, if there is such a thing. People fought, thoughts were probably pushed into serving in wars when they didn't want to, regardless of what the alleged beliefs of the government were. And, that is what really matters in first and foremost, in my opinion. DEFGLIS, Defence LGBTI Plus Information Service. They've stuck with the acronym, which is fair enough, but certainly inclusive. And, well done to all sorts of people who worked together with that, including our fabulous commissioner, trans man Joe Ball, who, of course, has been doing awesome work for a long time and is now doing even more awesome work in that role. So, let's make sure we acknowledge all of our service people with and their loved ones and descendants with respect and dignity. All right. Let's have a track that goes more to the theme of International Lesbian Day. Someone who emerged, if I can use that word, as or came to her authentic self. Gosh, it's already about between 10 and 15 years. Becky Cole, a fabulous Australian artist who, well, sort of started, got put in the proverbial country basket, so to speak. I don't really know. Genre doesn't matter. It's as long as it's good music, and Becky has lots of fun. So let's have some fun with her and a track called Girls Out Here. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
The bags are packed, no more to say. Nobody thought it would end this way. But once the trust is gone, it won't return. Love is built on give and take, but how things change with one mistake. The hard way is the only way he'll learn. Your average beauty queens, you won't find us in magazines. Those movie stars don't know how much they miss. Well, we're not out to change the world. We're just hard living country girls. If you don't like that, you know what you can do.
I could have done myself a grievous mischief.
Well, we don't try to pick on men, but they haven't learned since time began. There's only a few things that they're good for. There's only one thing that they're good for. You don't give a second chance. If he's no good, throw him his pants and kick his sorry ass right out the door. You don't mess with the girls out here. It's a wild and crazy chick frontier. We tell her straight, don't take a backward step. Thank you.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Plus Pride Victoria is a not-for-profit organisation dedicated to equality and justice for multigender attracted people, including bi, pan, regardless of label, or no label at all. We organise community events and advocate for better policies and services. Pi Plus Pride runs discussion groups which offer a safe and fun space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your sexual identity, and provide peer support. Pi Plus Pride is especially keen to hear from multi-gender attracted people in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Pi Plus Pride are tax deductible. For more information, visit our website at biplusprideVic.org.au, email info@biplusprideVic.org.au, or find us on Facebook or Instagram.
A 3CR supporter.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexual it is. And thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan, a show covering issues knowing no boundaries of sex or gender, naturally including bisexual, still as that song was recorded way back when it was. And, of course, bi plus used a lot nowadays too. Similar way to LGBTIQA plus, to cover people regardless of label if they're sort of somewhere under the rainbow. Happy birthday to Barbara Streisand, by the way. I don't know why I thought of that, because it was. Anyway, and of course, thanks kindly to Go Kindly, sponsoring Out of the Pan. Thank you for your support of 3CR. Hello to all our listeners, to members, to people who donate. Thank you for your support of 3CR. Radiothon coming up in June. Beware. Be alert. We need more alerts. Something like that. And the Bi Discussion Group is, of course, this coming Tuesday, because it will be the fourth Tuesday of the month. 28th can't get any later than that, according to my mathematics, which are usually reasonable. Trust me, I'm an accountant, or something like that. And prior to that, we heard, I just looked it up, 2007 for the Live at the Zots album from Becky Cole. Such an amazing performer. And so good to have her as part of the community. It was trying to remember exactly when she made her disclosure on Australian Story about being lesbian. It's just, the thing was that, yes, okay, she waited till she was somewhat more established, but it didn't seem to harm her. And, of course, the idea that sometimes regional and rural areas, where of course Becky would perform a lot, that may be more conservative, didn't seem to harm her at all. People just loved her for who she was, and I think that's really important for when you disclose things more, I'll say, in gender identity and sexual and romantic orientation, intersex can, variation of sex characteristics, including intersex, can be a different experience. July 2012 was that Australian Story. Oh, gosh, I'm beginning to feel old. Anyway, but Becky Cole, an amazing lesbian, and of course, people are people. And it's just worth mentioning that on International Lesbian Day, that we've all got our faults and shortcomings, definitely, including yours truly, and we've all got our strengths and all that sort of thing. Sometimes, people will say, I remember early on, before I knew a lot about the community, people would say things like, the lesbians are against us because they'd only met so-called gender critical, or sometimes called trans exclusionary radical feminist type of lesbians. And, of course, that's not the case. Everyone is everyone. All those, you know, sort of everyone's an individual. But I have to say, overwhelmingly, I found the lesbian community incredibly supportive of the trans community, and for that matter, the bi plus communities as well. Yes, I totally affirm people's experiences. Unfortunately, some people who have come out as bi have been shunned by elements of the lesbian community. Well, it stinks that, you know, people would knocks anyone back for who they are on any aspect. But the thing is, you know, if they were friends, as someone said to me last year in a, I'll just say, a situation where someone who I thought was a friend said something, behaved in a way that was very disrespectful to me. Well, you can get better friends than that, Sally, and I think you do. And it's hard to let go if you perhaps feel isolated, you want to cling to something, but in the end, you know, there comes that critical point and move on you must do. So, yep, hope all the lesbians out there do have a happy day. Celebrate very, very hard. If you're out there, to quote the name of that track from the Becky Cole Live at Lasotte's album, which was very, very, very cool. And may all our communities work together in solidarity, that rainbow and intersectional communities, as I like to say. I've got a track now which is a Sally exclusive. This was recorded at the Coming Out Ball back in 2017, and I thought, given the events of yesterday and given what today is, it seemed like an appropriate one to play. And it's from the fabulous Deborah Cheatham, who is just, I admit I do not know a lot about you know, opera, good music and good performance is good performances regardless of genre would be one way to think about these things. Deborah is amazing opera singer, and to the Coming Out Ball back in 2017, she did this version of Vita. Now, if the sound quality isn't 100%, I do apologise, but it was so good at the time, and I thought, what could be better today than someone, you know, speaking their truth with their artistry? So here is Deb Cheatham and her version of Vita, or Don't Cry For Me, Opera Australia. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
still be fighting to gain this one equality. You know, this is actually the second time in my life that I've asked Australia to vote yes. The first time was in 1967. I was only 3 years old. But I can only imagine the courage that my grandparents and my family showed when they went out there to persuade Australia to vote yes and give them the status of human being.
3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. Deb Cheatham there at the Coming Out Ball way back in 2017 before the postal survey, and that was just the whole, everything about that, the music, the lyrics, the singing, the atmosphere. Gosh, I'm going to have to do it now. It's a bit Bill Laurie there. The tension, the bar, drama, the crowd, the buzz, the atmosphere. That night, the fact that it was there for Rainbow Elders, so much about that night was just very, very awesome. And I must admit, I didn't know about Deb Cheatham, proud Yorta Yorta woman before that. And it was just absolutely uplifting. I also forgot to do something earlier in the show. I forgot to thank the crew from Out of the Blue. Pete and guest are diving deep for Marine News, as they always do, from 11:30 till noon, talking about photography, particularly at Jawbone. I haven't been to Jawbone for a couple of years for reasons, as they say, but just listening and imagining it and imagining the peace and tranquility, particularly as it would be on a beautiful day like today here in Melbourne / Nam, I just, you know, look, the adrenaline sometimes pumps before the show, which is a good thing. Someone said to me, I remember a musician saying to another musician once, if you don't get nervous or adrenaline before an audition, you don't really care about it. Well, I still get a bit of adrenaline before this show pretty much every week, and it's not the coffee from the wilds of Wurundjeri land of West Brunswick. No, it's not that, just because I love doing this show. And I settled and came into the studio with a comfortable smile on my face. So, yes, thank you out of the blue for your great work as always. And, you know, so much to support, so many reasons to support 3CR, including diverse programming. Talk of diverse programming and news, this story came up in my news feed earlier this morning and I thought it needs to be spoken about, which is from Auntie ABC. Hello, Auntie. And they cover the topics that get behind the news. And this was certainly one of them. Sex workers speak out about the HIV crisis in Papua New Guinea. And there's unfortunately violence against sex workers. If that is distressing, please contact QLife on 1-800-184-527, Rainbow Door 1-800-729-367. And one worker, which the article says, Sylvia Pock, not her real name, is a mother who turned to sex work more than 10 years ago to make ends meet after her marriage broke down. And she said it was hard and difficult, but if she made $200 to $300 Papua New Guinean kina, the equivalent of a $60 to $95 Australian, she could pay her rent and feed herself. And that's an issue to start with, but there is unfortunately a surging HIV infection rate, with some men who are infected just wanting to harm and kill, she said, which is a horrible thing. 11,000 new infections in 2024, so 30 a day, give or take, including 7 babies born with the virus, which is which is awful. And 120,000 people, known to be living with HIV, although it's the ABC article says here the number is thought to be higher due to gaps in testing. And UNAIDS says sex workers, men who have sex with men and trans people, are among the most vulnerable groups, which is usually the case, regardless of the policies or procedures and similar in place, sadly. I remember an article many years ago in the Gender Centre, the Sydney-based organisation's article Polare, which talked about how many trans people perhaps not so much may turn to having sex because there is a sense of loneliness and they will perhaps compromise their safe sex standards. And you know, it's sort of sad that that happens, and that's only due to transphobia, that it really happens and is not acceptable. And so, pretty poor situation. The information from Papua New Guinea's health department says there's 195,000 female sex workers, 358,000 male clients. Interestingly, male trans sex workers and female clients are not separately counted, so some massive cis heteronormativity there going on, which is, of course, can lead to policy, always, well, pretty much always leads to policy problems in itself. Clients are often offered large sums of money for unprotected sex, but many also refuse. Trina, not her real name, is a trans woman who's a sex worker, in and out of sex work for 20 years ago, and got into sex work, quote, just to survive. But she admits to having unprotected sex. If they offer me a big amount of money or buy me things, I go for it and take the risk. And that's, obviously far from ideal. trans community visiting clinics can be daunting because the clinics aren't friendly. Those are sensitised, treat us well. And interestingly, the PNG health minister disagreed that stigma was an issue. Probably the nice politician's response, sarcasm. People can now walk freely into an HIV clinic and get their blood tested. I don't see stigma as an issue anymore in our country. Well, that's not HIV stigma or blood stigma. That's trans stigma, Minister. So, unfortunately, USAID funding under the Trump administration lost last year. Australia has increased some support to cover that, which is helping. And there is, sadly, too much unprotected sex. And, there's just sort of so many things that come into it. One facility that helps is operating with bore water, which is not safe for health workers nor patients, leads to health hazards. So a whole heap of things going on there. And that makes me think with at least some gratitude that we have a reasonably, we'll say, rigorous regime for prevention and treatment when it comes to HIV and AIDS in so-called Australia. But, an important article that just came my way and I thought was worth sharing. Well, I went back and forth on the next song, and I decided to go with this one. Again, Anzac Day is not, in my opinion, about, honouring generals or wars. It's about remembering those we lost who were the proverbial average citizens. And this track came my way from the fabulous John Schumann, veteran Australian musician, of course, well known for Red Gum as well as his solo work. This is with his current crew team, the Vagabond Crew, and it's called Fishing Net in the Rain. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Stoker by my trade, I've been to many places for a boy from Adelaide. Learned all the things at sea that a sailor needs to know by coming up alongside, casting off and letting go. Everything's a cheerless grey, the ship, the sea, the sky. And it's hard to steer a steady course between the truth and lies. There are orders and there are principles, these things that we hold dear. And how you choose between them, well, it really isn't clear. And one too many weeks away, with the ocean all around, I couldn't get my bearings, and our marriage ran aground. When the words had all been spoken, there was nothing left to say. So I'm standing here in the morning light with this fishing net in the rain. We pulled out of Darwin, there were rumours on the breeze. Something big was happening in the Arafura Sea. Once at sea our comms were cut, no one else would know about the human tide of misery with nowhere else to go. There were things I heard and things I saw, tore my soul apart. Guess it was the kids who ran the daggers through my heart.
close my eyes and I squeeze them hard, but the pictures still remain. There's a tightness in my chest I can never quite explain. As the years go by, these whispering ghosts keep drifting through the night, whispering tales of madness till the early morning light. So I fill in forms for doctors, but the answers are the same. Just go outside, they say, and hold this fishing net. They just left me stranded here with this fishing net in the rain. When there are no stars left in your nighttime sky, it's hard to find your way, and you find yourself just drifting in the wind and the waves and the spray. I'll always be there with you when you look up in the sky, on a windswept beach in the morning light, where the seabirds wheel and cry.
May the seas you sail be gentle, may your skies be clear and blue, may the wind be at your back, and may your shipmates stand by you. Sometimes you'll catch the answers, sometimes they'll slip away.
You'll be standing there in the morning light with a fishing net in the rain.
Hi, I'm Leroy McQueen, and you're listening to 3CR.
Do you care about older people's housing? Are you keen to talk to politicians and your community about why housing for older people is important?
Then become a housing champion with Housing for the Age Action Group. The Housing Champions program will train older people to talk about housing leading up to the Victorian election in November this year. For more information and to register your interest, go to Housing for the Age Action Group's website, oldertenants.org.au, or call us on 03 9654 7389.
A 3CR supporter.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, currently Australian Eastern Standard Time. And that's called Fishing Net in the Rain, put out by John Schumann, and that was his plea for Anzac Day 2026, was let's widen the circle of remembrance to include current and former ADF members, content note, mention of suicide, who have taken their own lives as a result of service, and to honour them as we honour those who fell and who were wounded in the service of Australia. And Schumann says in a media release, his request is not to diminish the memory of those Australians killed or wounded, but to complete the picture of this true human cost of Australians' participations in war. And there certainly have been, dead, wounded, and those lost since in the last 25 to 30 years. But John says that in the same period, 1,840 serving and ex-serving ADF members, people who wore the uniform and served in Australia's name, have taken their own lives, and it could be much higher. And so it's a song about, inspired by the story of Navy Petty Officer David Finney and the heartrending testimony of his mother Julianne to the Royal Commission. And it's for David and the thousands of other ADF members who reached a point where the pain became unbearable. Yeah, I can't imagine serving in a war. Just beyond comprehension. I have to admit I didn't like having to do cadets at school when I was in, which was the closest I ever came to anything military. With hindsight, I realised how much, as a person on the autism kaleidoscope, I probably didn't like hierarchy. And there were many other factors involved in it as well. But, I just can't even imagine serving in a war, and I hope we can start minimising the possibility of that happening in these troubled times. Anyway, that just about wraps up the show for today. The Freedom of Species team in next. Caroline and Trev are eagerly awaiting to pop into the studio. And it's World Week for Animals in Laboratories. And they're going to be joined by Dana Kolsky from Animal Free Science Advocacy to discuss issues surrounding animal testing. And there's a recently released documentary film, How to Make Drugs and Feel Great About Everything, and the film investigates the process of drug development in the US, uncovering wasteful, dangerous and senseless use of animal testing is still in the 21st century. And there's going to be mention of campaigns and how you can take action. Always informative and thought-provoking radio with the great team from Freedom of Species, covering all things animal advocacy, vegetarian, vegan and similar. Anyway, time for me to move out of here. My guests who were due to be in today had something come up, but I'm looking to lock them in for next week, so keep an eye glued to the socials for Out of the Pan. Take it out today with the fabulous Rosie Burgess trio, Rosie Burgess Set, live at the Wesleyan back in 2009. And this is a song called Best Dress, and you'll be introduced to a person playing an amazing instrument, the flugelhorn. I'm all for a bit of flugeling. Anyway, enjoy this one. I'm Sally Goldner. Stay difficult and stay happy. Catch you next week.
Tonight we have a very special guest on the flugelhorn. Pataphysics. Here I am at the water's edge. Well, I feel the devil inside me. Take a step, my baby. take a step. My baby, she says, just do it.